सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। वक्रतुण्डमहाकाय सूर्यकोटिसमप्रभा निर्विघ्नं कुरु मे देव सर्वकार्येषु सर्वदा। सरस्वती नमस्तुभ्यं वरदे कामरूपिणी। विद्यारम्भं करिष्यामि सिद्धिर्भवतु मे सदा। अखण्डमण्डलाकारं व्याप्तं येन चराचरं तत्पदं दर्शितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णुः गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। त्वमेव माता च पिता त्वमेव बन्धुश्च सखा त्वमेव विद्या द्रविणं त्वमेव सर्वं मम देव देव त्वमेव सर्वं मम देव देव। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम्। यं ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्ररुद्रमरुतः स्तुन्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवैः वेदैः साङ्गपदक्रमोपनिषदैः गायन्ति यं सामगाः ध्यानावस्थितदद्गतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यं योगिनो यस्यान्तं न विदुःसुरासुरगणाः। देवाय तस्मै नमः देवाय तस्मै नमः। हरि ओम् एंड प्रणाम्स टू एवरीबडी। आई बिलीव स्वामीजी वॉज डिस्कसिंग अबाउट लीडरशिप इन भगवद्गीता एंड आई डोंट नो वेर ही लेफ्ट ऑफ बट आई थॉट आई विल जस्ट स्टार्ट फ्रॉम अ पॉइंट दैट आई लाइक्ड। सो विल स्टार्ट फ्रॉम दैट फोर्थ वर्स विच इज श्लोक नंबर 3.21। So if you don't have the sheet of paper, that are over there, so you can grab them. So the thought of leadership is something considered as a very highly thing. Wherever we go, people are always looking for this, I want to be that leader, or I want to do something that will shine forth. So this position has been really highly valued. And I'm sure from Bhagavad Gita, we can definitely find points to take from that. My objective was to just see from this shlokas the thought of what Arjuna is doing and what Bhagavan is telling him, then see that from the aspect of our life. And if we can improve our life to the message that Bhagavan is giving us, that itself is a leadership that we have taken on. That itself becomes an initiative for our improvement. So this verse, let us chant, and then we'll see the meaning, and then we'll see the thoughts. Okay.
यद्यदाचरति श्रेष्ठः तत्तदेवेतरो जनः स यत्प्रमाणं कुरुते लोकस्तदनुवर्तते.
सो Bhagavan is telling to Arjuna that, O Arjuna, as the Shrestha Purusha does, as the action or the conduct, so will be the followers. And Sayat Pramanam Kurute, whatever becomes the mode or the conduct that has become, that becomes the pramana, that becomes the standard for people to follow. So whatever that person has done, that becomes the standard for people to follow. This is the thought. And they will also follow this. Now where is this thought coming from to give to Arjuna? That we must also see. So this thought is, first this chapter is called Karma Yoga. So in Karma Yoga, Bhagavan is talking about for performing action with devotion to God and giving up the result of the action, giving up the expectation for the result of the action. That is, in essence, Karma Yoga. And Arjuna's mental frame, the mind frame, was that, Bhagavan, I want to just give up everything and I want to take up sannyas. So if this is the mind thought that Arjuna was carrying, and to that Arjuna, when Bhagavan says that yadyadacharati shrestha tattadevetarojana, so you think about this, Arjuna, that if you were to just leave this war and go take up sannyas, what do you think those people who look up to you will do? They will do the same. They will give up war and then they will take up sannyas. So then who will lead the country? If everybody is sannyasi, who will lead the country? And that becomes the pramana for them, because you have done it. So then they should also perform. So forget about that thought also. Forget about that idea of giving up, taking up sannyas or becoming passive. Your role is not to be passive, your role is to be active. Because you're a kshatriya, you're a warrior, you have that gusto or that energy to do it. So you do it that way. You fight, and by fighting, you lead an example for others. This is the thought flow for Arjuna. Now, how does this work in, you know, the context of, so if you have heard yatha raja tatha praja, or the other way people say is yatha praja tatha raja. I, for some period of time, I used to think it should be yatha praja tatha raja. Why is it yatha raja tatha praja? Because who comes into the position of leadership? As the community is, so will the king come to that stage? The king is not some, you know, blossomed fruit from a different tree. He is just a regular person like everybody who comes to this position. So as the state of the society, as the people are behaving, so will the king also behave. But actually that thought itself was a wrong thought for me. Because when somebody comes to this position as a leader, there are certain concentration at that position. There is concentration of wealth. There is concentration of power. There is concentration of fame. Okay? Then only that person is in that position. If you are a king and you don't have any of this, you don't have wealth, you don't have power, you don't have fame, then what is the purpose of being a king? Right? Just by chanting, I am the king, I am the king, Vivek Chudamani says, Raja hamiti shabdanno, Raja bhavitum arhati. So just by saying you are a king, you don't become king. You have to actually have that kingliness. So when people strive for that, they have this thought in mind, then they are in that control, then they are in that power. So when they do come to that power, as they behave with that power, that sets an example for people that this is how I should conduct. This is how I must see the power. Everybody has different notion of what they should do with wealth, what they should do with their power, what they should do with their fame. But if it's somebody like Kamsa, then they use that power to gain more gundas and more thugs to terrorize people. But if that same power comes in the hands of Ramchandraji, then it becomes protection for people. So the use of that power or use of that wealth or use of that fame is what is more considered as the role of leadership. So when we are put into that position, what becomes more important is the king and not the praja. So then what that king does with that, that becomes the importance for people to see. Because everybody is striving for that only. Everybody wants power, everybody wants wealth, everybody wants fame. Tell me somebody who doesn't want. Then that person is truly a sadhu. Does not belong to this world. Belongs to the realm of sadhu. But other than sadhu, everybody wants this. So, how the leader will be, so will the subjects will always be. Because they are looking up. So because they are looking up, they will always look up to whatever the highest standard has been set, and they will perform those based on that highest standard. So when we come to this position, we must also think about what our conduct should be. Because we may think that I have been given this concentration of power, concentration of leadership role. What difference does it make if people are following me or not? Even if we are not knowing it, people will get affected by what we do. So this word Shrestha is great because other people look up to us without us knowing it or not. So because we have been put into this position, we have to also then be cognizant of this position. And we have to act accordingly. If we think of it from the perspective of just parents, children, they look up to us. They see what we do. We show them this power. Click, the TV is off. You should do what I tell you. So then they will think, okay, that's what I have to do. So then mom and dad is watching. Click, mom, you should be cleaning dishes or cooking for me. Can you do that? It becomes the standard that we have set for others. So we may not have thought that our conduct was really looked upon by others. But because the position that was given to us, that made it that way. We didn't want to be leader. We didn't want to take on this role. But yet it just fell into our lap. So because it fell into our lap, now we have to act based on that. We have to act in the way that is dharmic. Arjuna was not thinking that I have to lead all these people. He was only thinking to himself that, how can I kill my guru? How can I kill my elders? That is considered sin. He never thought about, how will I lead all these people to righteousness? If he did, he wouldn't have this doubt only that I have to fight. But because he thought that I didn't want to be leader and I have to lead now, so one has to then change their conduct to bring it to that dharmic state. And this topic that is under discussion is of Karma Yoga. So when we look at Karma Yoga, the person who is performing the action doesn't have to think why they are performing the action. They only have to act as an instrument for the action. Then only the right conduct will come about. There is a parable by Sri Ramakrishna Paramahamsa where it says that a cow, you know, before that cow is butchered and is made into many different things, the cow says, hua, hua. Okay? So that is a sound it makes. And that sound is of arrogance. That I am the cow. I am a animal. I have some rights as an animal. So then some cowherd person beats the cow, will cry, right? But then same cow who has been butchered, and now that flesh of that cow is put on the tabla, or that flesh or whatever that is has been now made into a sole of a shoe, or you make it into a string of a sitar or whatever different instrument, then it becomes a sound of tuck, 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 where it plays the sound of the master and not its own sound. Basically, the point that was made is that when we are an instrument, we play the sound of the Lord. When we are not an instrument and when we work with the arrogance, then we play our own sound, and which is more of disharmony. Not saying that, you know, we be butchered as the cow. That's not the point. The point is that while staying the way we are, we learn to be an instrument. So here the message for Arjuna is that you are a Shrestha, and because you are a Shrestha, that is not according to your choice. It has fallen into your lap. So if it has fallen into your lap, you still conduct yourself as an instrument. You know what is a dharmic way to behave. And if you know that that is a dharmic way to behave, perform your action according to that dharma. And show what is a standard for people to follow. Because if you don't, they will have no idea how to follow that standard. When we say, you know, Bhagavan Ramachandra ji is the ideal Purushottam or Maryada Purushottam. So he who stayed in bounds and did things, showed what is the limit of Maryada, showed what is that boundary. So when we perform that action in that boundary, we come to know that this is how I must act. So then if I'm a parent, I must show this idea to that children, that what is a right conduct? When trouble comes, how do I behave? Do I just drop everything and just run into my room and start crying? Or do I keep this with myself and show a way to deal with it in a mature way, in a positive way that doesn't affect anybody? And that, when child sees, finds the value in that. Where the other, that the child saw, that, you know, just run away, just toss everything and just go and do whatever they wanted to do. That's how I should behave. You know, parents that come to mission, they see this benefit, that because their continuous effort, their child has this thought that I should do something like what my parents are doing. But if the parents that showed no value to what they are doing, but only enforced value on their children, they never see the result of it, because action speaks louder. So Arjuna, you must act. And act in a dharmic way, with devotion to Lord, forgetting about the result. And then the people will follow. Okay, next thought.
नमे पार्थास्ति कर्तव्यम् त्रिषु लोकेषु किञ्चन नानावाप्तमवाप्तव्यम् वर्त एव च कर्मणि.
सो देन Arjuna asks, what are you saying? I have to be the Shrestha, even if I'm not, and even if I am, I still have to behave and perform my action as an instrument. Can you give me an example of a person who has done this? Who has done the action, but has not thought about the result of the action? I mean, how can one act and not have the motivation behind acting? So you're telling me that I should just be an instrument and act. Where will I get the motivation to act? How will I perform the action? I cannot do an action if I don't have the desire to act. So you're taking away the desire from me, and then you're telling me to act. So Bhagavan says that an example is right in front of you. I am the example. That name parthasti kartavyam. I don't have any obligation. Trishu lokeshu kinchana. In this entire three worlds. So in this whole planet, or even this whole universe, there is nothing that I say I have an obligation to do. And na anavaptam avaptavyam. And I also don't have anything to attain which I have not already attained. So I have attained everything and I have nothing else to attain. And I have no obligation for which I have to do something. Still, varta eva cha karmani. Still you find me engrossed in action. Still I am doing action. If you think of this way, that why is sun rising in its set time every single day? We don't have that discipline. You tell us to wake up one day at 6 o'clock. Then in order for me to wake up at 6 o'clock, I have to go to sleep by 9 o'clock. And the day that I go to sleep by 12, forget about waking up at 6. I'll wake up directly at 9, probably 10. But sun, it rises at different times every day. Rises or not? Right now it is rising around 6:30. When the summer time will come, when the time will change, it will have its different timing. So it rises at different time, sets at different time also. But it doesn't forget to rise and set. It does all these action, but doesn't say that I am not getting the respect that I should get from these people of the world. Why should I give them sun? These people, they cut down the trees. They hurt me so much. Yet I give them wood. Yet I give them shade. Yet I give them all these things. The river says, you know, these people, they come and take bath and throw all their filth in me. Yet I must give them pure water. Yet I must give them nourishment. Yet I become the settlement for people. If they had this thought of, you know, arrogance, that I need to act because I'm getting something out of it, then we would not have the existence or the survival that we have. The nature we see, it doesn't have this. But the nature itself is functioning, we can say, because of the law. What is that law? That law is Bhagwan. If that law itself were not there, the existence principle were not there, that Bhagwan, who is making the functioning of sun, who is making the functioning of the river, who is making the functioning of the tree or the beings, if it were not there, who is there to function? Certain times, things go really well with us. And when things go really well, we are happy. We even come to temple and will offer prasad to Bhagwan. Today I had, you know, promotion and I became the president of our company. Hey Bhagwan, be satisfied with these laddus. When things go wrong, we come and curse Bhagwan. Say, how did you do this to me? How could you just do this to me? Why me did you choose? You couldn't find anybody else to punish? That means I must throw my punishment onto others. So when we do this, Bhagwan doesn't say, oh, you know, when you came to me, when you had the promotion, you only brought me a set of laddus. That is why I am punishing you. If you had brought me a car or something, then I would have given you the desired way out of your trouble. And even when the trouble comes, he doesn't forsake us. If you think about it just simply this way, that when we go to sleep, all the tension and all these thoughts that we go to sleep with, who takes it away? Who allows me to sleep without the worries? Because I cannot sleep if the worries were there in my hand. If I were to carry it with me and say I want to go to sleep, I will not carry it. I have to drop my ego, I have to drop the sense of I-ness, then alone I am able to go to sleep. So who is allowing me to drop my ego? And this He doesn't say that today your action was fully sinful, only thinking about your selfish desires. Therefore, I will not take your worries. You cannot go to sleep. You have to suffer in your worries. Bhagavan doesn't say that. He acts through us in many ways and still keeps us functioning. But we never think in this way. We always think that why did this wrong happen to me? Maybe I didn't do all these right things that I was supposed to do. That's why Bhagavan punished me. He doesn't have this tally in himself that I have to keep track of this person doing these right action, this person doing this wrong action. Right or wrong, you do. He has already set that in karma. You will get your result. But my connection to you, O human, is higher than that. And I'm continuously acting. And I'm not wanting anything back from you. And I don't have anything else to attain also from that. So the point being is that we act because we are unfulfilled. And we want to fulfill ourselves. Bhagwan acts because he is fulfilled. And that fulfillment carries the action for that. Look at the example of Gurudev. Gurudev doesn't act, or he didn't act because he wanted this spirituality fame. That this thought of Vedanta has to go to one another, to everybody, so that Hinduism becomes the great. The thought was that this Hinduism should spread so that it can change our life. So he was acting not out of a motivation or a desire to change others, or motivation or a desire that this will make me happy. He was acting because he was already happy, and this is the action that he must perform. So you know, like when something gets really fully charged, like they show those Duracell energy battery. It's like fully charged and it starts playing. We want to play by charging ourselves, and then we say, I will play afterwards. It has already charged all time, so it will always continue to play. So Bhagwan, his role, he says is this way, that if you want to know what is truly a karma yogi, is one who continues to act. But as the person continues to act, has no thought of, I should act for this purpose. Even the thought that I should act for the purpose of self-realization is a thought of expectation. A true karma yogi doesn't even act with the thought of self-realization. Just acts. So where the ego has gone away, where the thought of I-ness has gone away, the action will only lead to being an instrument. It cannot lead to anything else. So Arjuna, the best way to act is to be a leader in this way. A leader is one who can lead their life out of this samsara towards the path of Bhagavan, by becoming an instrument of Bhagavan. And to become an instrument, we don't have to do something extraordinary. We don't have to do things that are out of our zone. What we do, in that itself, we see that this is the vision of Bhagavan. This is Bhagavan's role. He is playing it out. I just have to be happy as I perform the action. And as I perform the action, I should devoid my thought of the result or the expectation that this should give me this result. And then we act. We will be happy at all times. We will not even have to think that is my action really worthy? We will not have to think that Bhagwan like the action, because Bhagwan is already liking me because I am thinking about Bhagwan. Because my devotion or my thought is towards Bhagwan and not towards any other expected thing, or even to my self-centered ego. So therefore, the thought of leadership is to have selfless attitude. So this is what karma yoga means. Then there is one more thought related to karma yoga, but I think we can see that next week. Okay, so let us conclude. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.